In 1961, President John F. Kennedy set an objective for the United States that stirred the hearts of millions and focused a national effort to place a man on the moon by the end of the decade. The world was captivated with the thought and nervously cheered 8 years later when American astronaut Neil Armstrong stepped from his lunar module to the dusty surface of the moon. Kennedy's objective was significant, achievable, and measurable. It's the same for you and me in our daily walk of discipleship. If we fail to set objectives for the life that God has given us, we can easily become human tennis balls, swatted from side to side at the mercy of circumstances. I find that I can follow one of four paths. I can drift when I have no objectives. I can dream when I only think that I have objectives. I can drown when everything becomes an objective. But when I decide to set a few clear objectives for my life, I'm ready and able to serve God. Consider the example of Jesus. He stated as a major objective to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. His Father gave him a clear purpose to accomplish on this earth, and he succeeded. So how do we begin to set objectives for our lives? I believe it begins with prayer, and it's enlarged by faith. We serve a great God, and we can trust him for much. As God reveals his plans for your life, step out in faith and count on his sustaining power as you do his will. Some of the objectives you set for your life need to focus on your own spiritual growth. One of God's great desires is to see you and me change and mature as his disciples. Perhaps one objective you can easily set for yourself is a daily devotional time of reading the Bible and praying. But remember, it's not a mental exercise. You are meeting with the living God. Begin with a few minutes each day, and before you know it, you'll want to invest much more time. I like to read Paul's epistles to remind myself of the importance of being God's disciple as well as doing what he says. Drifting, dreaming, or drowning? It's our decision. I hope that you'll decide to set significant, achievable, and measurable objectives in your walk of daily discipleship.